We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Lamed Vav. And the Magen Midovna is discussing hatred. He says, if you see your friend mess up, so don't hate him over this. Because if you really loved him, you'd feel bad. If your own relative messed up, you'd feel bad your relative messed up. So when the same should be with your fellow man. And if you know deep down inside that your heart is not whole with your fellow man, and you know you do hate him, so then try to avoid seeing when bad things happen to him. Because it's terrible if you're happy, if you rejoice when someone else suffers. Don't go rebuking him, because if you rebuke him, you'll shame him. Omer, Rabotenu Zichonam Nivracha, as our sages taught us, we have a mitzvah to rebuke. Yachol afilu panav mishtanim. You might think you have to rebuke, even if you're going to cause the guy's face to change colors. Talmud lomav lo tisa alav chet. That's why the Torah says, but don't do it in a sinful way. Don't carry a sin over rebuking him. Ki ze mishpat asone. That's the way someone who hates behaves. Rak la'ik lev chavero. Someone who hates is happy to cause someone else pain. He rejoices when someone else stumbles. He doesn't even pay attention whether he benefits or by his friend's fall. He doesn't stop to think, hey, wait a second, maybe this is destructive to me. For me to be happy when someone else falls, maybe that's destructive to me. Hatred causes a person to focus and be happy when someone else stumbles. That's why if one knows that he maintains enmity for someone else, he should put on a muzzle, because rebuking him might cause him to be held accountable himself. And by rebuking someone else, one can actually destroy his own soul long before he tries to fix his friend. Okay, I gotta look this up. I'm not sure what he means by this sentence. I think what the Magen Midovna means, this is a quote from the words of Abigail, Abigail, to King David. When King David was about to go and kill her husband, Nabal, so she says to him, don't do that, because, I'm sorry, no, it's not with Abigail, it's with the wise woman from Tekoa, who came to try and convince King David to take back his son, but we're out of time, so we'll pick up here, Bezachem, the beginning of next class.